Okay, Rabosai. The Gemara tells us on Daf Chaf Aleph of an Aleph. Let's start again from Amar Rava in the seventh line. Amar Rava, Kasav la get nisano biat avdo because of Shtam Ratana alav kana asu misgareshes bo. If the husband gives the get to his own eved and then gives her the eved, then she's kona and she is divorced because now it's in the hands of her. Yeah, Mai, we read last time, Chotzer Maleches, he, the Chotzer Maleches, lo kona, v'chi tomar be'omeid, right? Isn't the Eved of Chotzer Maleches, which is not kona, if you say the Eved standing still, v'amur rabba koshi mahalach l'kona, om v'yosh l'kona, anything which could walk, since it could walk, it's not kona, even if it is standing still, since it has potential to walk, it's a Chotzer Maleches, not kona. The answer is the helps of a kafus. It's a tied up eved who is not a chotzer maleches. Okay, we mentioned that last time. We didn't get to the famous machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rashba. When the Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Hey, halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says, "Kasav get unusano biyat avdo." The kasav was shtar matana alav. The exact case of our Gemara. Kaven shezachsa be'eved, zachsa be'get, v'nisgarshem ha'yakafos, right? When she acquires the eved, she acquires the get, and if the eved is kafos, she is megareshes, just like our Gemara, v'im eino kafos, excuse me, v'neir, if the eved is not tied, the kana ha'eved v'eino megareshes, she'agia ha'get, le'yada, right? Then, she is kona the eved, but she's not kona the get, because the get is the eved's a chotzer maleches, and therefore she's not divorced. The magic words are ad shiagia haget liyada. What does it mean ad shiagia get liyada? So the Magen Mishnah here points out that the Rambam didn't have to write ad shiagia get liyada. He could have just said she's not divorced. Everyone knows, meaning every woman in the world who's not divorced is not divorced until she gets divorced. You don't have to say by every woman who's ain't a megareshes that she's not megareshes until she gets divorced. Obviously, there's always another chance. The Rambam seems to imply here, the Magen Mishnah, and all the Rishonim explain, ain't a megareshes that she get liyada, meaning she doesn't need an entirely new maisa gerushin. She's not megareshes for now, but there's potential gerushin here. The husband put it in this eved which is chotzer maleches, ad she get liyada, if the get reaches her hand, meaning the Eved gives it to her, or she takes it from the Eved, then she's divorced. That is the Pashup Shad in the Rambam, that when the husband puts it in this Chatzar Maleches, if it gets to her hands afterwards, she is divorced. Okay, seems reasonable enough. After all, it got to her hands. But the Rashba in our Sugya asks a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rashba in our Sugya famously argues on the Rambam, and based on halacha that appears a few times in our Masechet, such as at the very end of our parak in Daf Chav Dalet, and more centrally on Daf Ayin Ches, which the rule of Tli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka, without getting into all of the details of the different types of Tli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka, the Rashba here says, give me half a second, here he quotes the Rambam. And he says, Master's Alfishin Hod no Tal to Nosolo Migreshesh, and Lokin Lohay Licht of Inigreshesh. But he himself says, Avalin Tal to Hilonis Garsham, Shem the Havali Katlik Getach me Agabi Karkad Lokana. He argues on the Rambam, and then he says, Sir, he and why the Rambam said something that doesn't seem to make sense. He says, this is a problem called Tli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka. What is Tli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka? The literal case of Tli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka is the husband puts the get on the floor and tells the wife, pick up your get from the floor. Meaning it goes from the husband to her, but it doesn't go from the husband to her because the husband puts it in her hand. It goes from the husband to her because she takes it. And that is l'chora a chisaron of benasan b'yada. He has to give it to her, not that she has to take it. And therefore it's possible, says the Rashba, in this case, when he put in the chatzar maleches, that doesn't count. So she took it. What's the difference between taking it from the chatzar maleches and taking it from the karka? And it should be possible to Kli Gittach Me'agabe Karka. And the question is, what is the Yesod of the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Rashba here? So, just to be fair, there is a funny pshat given by the Pri Chadash the Brichadash has a perush on Shas called the Mayim Chayim. And it's printed in the back of the Vilna Shas. If you have a newer Shas, it's probably in like some sort of collection of the Achronim, you know, in the back of the Shas. And he says that the Rambam really means the same thing as the Rashba. When the Rambam says, Achia Gia Get Liyada, he means until the husband takes the get back and starts from scratch and puts it directly in her hand, in which case he means the same thing as the Rashba, that she's not divorced if she takes it from the Eved, only if the husband does an entirely new Nesina. But that is a very dachuk shot in the Rambam. As the Rashba points out, as I mentioned earlier, if the Rambam meant until they do an entirely new divorce, then he doesn't need to say that. Everyone's divorced if you start from scratch and do everything right. The Rambam obviously meant to tell us something we didn't already know. And so I think the Prichadosh's shot is a little dachuk. So let's see, what's the case here? Nasan Baal le'eved she'eno kafus. Unetalto isha min ha'eved. So the Rambam, according to all the Rishonim, says Megureshes, no problem. And the Rashba and the Rambam, according to the Pshat, which I'm not convinced by at all, of the Mayim Chayim, which the Prichadosh is, you know, short perish in the back of the Gemara, says Eina Megureshes, because it's Tli Gitach, Gitech, Me Algabe Karka. So the question is, what's the Yesod of the Machlokas? What are the Rambam and Rashba arguing about? Why did the Rambam say it's okay, it's considered Nasan B'yada, and the Rashba says it isn't? So, clearly, you know, if Rav Lichtenstein were here, what would he tell us? He's sort of almost here, because his yahrzeit is coming up this Shabbos, so he's in our minds. He would tell us, well, what are they arguing about? Whether if the husband puts it into this chotzer ma'aleches, that counts as nesina, or that's a psul of tli gitach me'agabi karka. Basically, if the husband puts in the chotzer ma'aleches, is that good enough to be yotzei v'nasa miyada? So they're arguing about two things. Whenever you ask whether doing A fulfills the requirement of B or not, either you're arguing about A, how good is doing A, or you're arguing about B, what are the standards of doing B? So if handing over to this chatzar maleches, the eved here is just the hechitimti of chatzar maleches. It's not important that he's an eved, it's important that he's a chatzar maleches. If putting in a chatzar maleches, according to the Rambam, counts as v'nasa b'yada, and according to the Rashba, doesn't count as v'nasa b'yada, either they're arguing about chatzar maleches, or they're arguing about v'nasa b'yada. And basically, these two pshatim are the, if you looked, I'm sure you did, the stencil of the Grach HaLashas here, he has two different pieces here. You know, the Grach didn't write the Grach HaLashas. It's just notes from Talmidim. So I don't know, you know, when he said one piece, when he said the other piece, etc. But the two pieces in the Grach are basically two different ways of analyzing. I guess at two different times, he might have said two different ways of analyzing the Machlokesin, the Rashba, and the Rambam. So let's look at the first way of analyzing the Rashba and the Rambam. If you ask, what's the Yesod of the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, one is they're arguing about Chotzer Mehaleches. What do I mean by that? So there is a famous Machlokes about why Chotzer Mehaleches is not Kone. The Gemara says many places in Shas that Chotzer Mehaleches is not Kone. The Gemara never explains why Mehechi Teiti, that Chotzer Mehaleches is not Kone. The Gemara never says why Chotzer Mehaleches isn't Kone. But the Rishonim seem to argue about it. The Rashi in Bava Metzia mentions here that says Rashi in Bava Metzia. He says Chotzer Mehaleches lo shaminan detikni. We never heard that a Chotzer Mehaleches is kone. Why not? The Chiyat Rabbi Meim Yotzi Timatzi Biyado Gago Chatsir Vekar Pipo. From Imimatzi Timatzi Biyado, we learn that there's such thing as kinyan chotzer through the various types of real estate. Rabbi, the lo nayin. We only learn kavua, chatzar she'inam aleches. One second, the lo nayin, which doesn't move. Bahavi mishtamir. Rashi uses this phrase of mishtamir. Rashi is, why is chatzar maleches not kone? Because a chatzar has to be mishtamir. Where does he get the idea of chatzar mishtamir from? He gets that idea from many places all over Maseches Gittin, including one Gemara we quoted last year.
and all over Maseches Bava Metzias, where the Gemara says it's complicated, there are different circumstances, situations, etc. But the Gemara does say a few places in Bava Metzias on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis,
the Gemara talks about Mishtamer, and in Gittin, in the beginning of the Perek, that you need a Chatzar Mishtamer. The Chatzar has to be guarded. And remember last time we mentioned it has to be Mishtamer Ledaita, guarded by the will of the person, not by the will of the recipient, not by the will of someone else. So, says Rashi, you know why you need Chatzar Maleches? Because, you know why you need Chatzar She'ina Maleches, sorry? Because a Chatzar Maleches is not Mishtamer. If the Chatzar could run wherever it wants, then what's in the chatzar is not guarded because the chatzar get carried away to who knows where. If the chatzar is kavua, is fixed in place, like an actual yard, then it's mishtamer, or at least it might be mishtamer, right? At least has potential to be mishtamer, you know, if it's fenced or if it's guarded, etc., because it can't bring it anywhere in the world. So Rashi says it's because of mishtamer. So if we just ask, lama ba'inan chatzar, She'ena Mehaleches. One shot is for Mishtamer. That's what Rashi says very pithily. But other Rishonim say it much more explicitly. The Rambam Hilchos Chiyum Atana Perek Aleph is very, very explicit about this. He doesn't come and tell you, I'm going to explain to you why you need a chatzar she'ena malechet and why chatzar malechet lo kaneh. No, he just mentions agam urcha when he's discussing the issue, which is discussed in the Gemara and Daf Testament Beis in Bava Metzias, as to whether a boat is considered chatzar maleches or not. On the one hand, the boat moves. On the other hand, the boat does not move of its own accord. L'chora, they're not talking about a boat with a motor. They didn't have that in those days. The Ram says, "Dagim shekapsul tochasfina kanabalasfina shezo kechotzer mishtamerisi." He says, "If fish jump into my rowboat, I am kone because it's a chotzer mishtameris. The ain't a chotzer maleches. It's a chotzer mishtameris, and it's not a chotzer mahaleches." So the Rambam sounds like, okay, maybe you could read this Rambam more than one way. Now that I'm looking at it again, maybe it's not mukhrach. But I thought the Rambam sounds like it's a chotzer mishtameris. And it's not a chatzar maleches. It sounds like those are two opposite things. It's a chatzar mishtameris, and it is not maleches. Why? Because it doesn't move of its own accord. Okay, so the Rambam here, I think, sounds like chatzar mishtameris is the opposite of chatzar maleches, but it's even more mefurish in the, very explicit in the Meiri in Bava Kamma, a little later. The Meiri says straight up, Masha amarnish chatzar maleches lo kana, misham chatzar shein mishtamerisu. Very clear. Why it's the problem with chatzar maleches? Because it's not mishtamer. Okay, so the Rambam, I think that's what he means. I can't prove it, you know. But the Meiri is very, very clear that the reason Chatzar Maleches Lo Kanes is not Mishtamer. It's a Kol Shem Aleches Eina Mishtameres. Very, very explicitly, he then explains why the Rif doesn't bring down the Din Chatzar Maleches Lo Kanes. He says, because it's obvious. It's just a Hechitimtzi of Chatzar Shein Mishtameres, which we report down. Okay, maybe his shot in the Rif is good, maybe not. That's not our point. The Meiri is very clear. Rashi is very clear. Maybe the Rambam hints this as well, that the problem is that it's not Mishtamer. However, Tosos clearly disagrees. Tosos above Metzias is, you know, it says it maybe, perhaps very briefly hints at it. What does Tosos say above Metzias? The one on the Makor sheet, the Daf Testament Beis, he says, why is a boat considered not malechet? He explains, Hacha chotzer mishav yadit, Rabbi, chotzer is kona because it's kind of yad. Bahava shaper dumya di yad, the meinach naich umamtila im gufa. And a spina is like a yad, just like a yad doesn't move by itself, but it moves on the body. A spina doesn't move by itself, but it moves on the water. Meaning, just like a yad has no independent locomotion power, but my feet can move it from place to place. Likewise, Sfina has no independent power of locomotion, but the water can move it from, the waves in the water or whatever it is, I don't know how it works, can move it from place to place. But for Tosos, when Tosos wants to figure out what's the getter of Chatzar Maleches, Tosos says the getter of Chatzar Maleches is
dumya de yad, just like a yad doesn't move. He doesn't say anything about whether it's mishtameris or not. Just like a yad doesn't move, so too a doesn't move on its own, even though it's on something that moves. Likewise, a boat doesn't move on its own, even though it's on water that moves. The Tosos here is, you know, he's not very explicit about his arguing with Rashi and the Meiri, but the Lashon Tosos uses here is exactly the Lashon the Rush uses later in Maseches Gittin in Perek Ches. Simon Hay in the Rush and Gittin, and the Rush there is 100,000,000% clear that he's trying to argue on Rashi and the Meiri. I mean, he's not quoting who he's arguing on, but he's 1,000,000% clear that he's arguing them and that this is a big machlokes, because the Rush says later on in the eighth perek, he makes a chilah. The Rush makes a fundamental distinction between Chatzar Mehalechet and Chatzar Sheinu Mishtamerit. What's the Rush's question? The Rush's question is this. How come, this is according to the mainstream shot, the Eved needs to be kafut in order to be not ma'alechet? He needs to be yashen in order to be mishtameret ledav ha'isha. So he asked, how come yashen is good enough to make it a chatzar mishtameret, but yashen is not good enough to make it a chatzar sheinu ma'alechet? How come when the Eved's asleep, we say, now he's not guarding himself, the woman's guarding him? But when the Eved's asleep, we don't say, now he's not walking. And he says, because there's a fundamental difference in the psul of chatzar me'alechet and the psul of chatzar she'ena mishtameret. And what does he say here? He says, "Behaki tal yemilta de'inan delole v'chatzar me'alechem ishum de'dum yadiyado be'inan de'meinach naicha v'gavra kamamti lahilkach v'yindavra naich tamed lo yistana le'itim bein shu yashem bein shu er bein shu mahalech bein shu omei v'yoshei v'yoshei mishum de'gzeret ha'katzavu v'ol hadvin chatzar mishtameret l'dayt lo gzeret ha'katzavu. He makes a chiluk. He says, the reason the chatzar malechet is pasul and you need a chatzar she'ena mahalechet is because, the reason that you need a chatzar she'ena mahalechet is a gzirat akotav dum yadiyado. You need something like a yad. It's only called a yad if it doesn't walk around. That is exerit a kotzim of the nature of the cheftza. And therefore, it has to be a chefta that can't walk. If it's asleep, it's still a chefta that can walk. But the reason in mishtameret is not because it needs to be like a yad to make it a chefta shel yad. Mishtameret is a separate svara. It's just that when people want things to be someplace where they can control them, and therefore you can only call it a kinyan if it's someplace people can control them. So, and that's exactly the lashon that he's quoting from Tosos. So what are the Russian Tosos saying? He's saying it's Dumya Diyado. That is Tosvos. And the Rush. Dumya Diyado. Where do we see this come? So here we have a machlokis. Why do you need a Chatzar Sheinu Ma'alechet? Why is Chatzar Ma'alechet pasul? Rashi and the Meiri say, because it's the Hechitimtza of Einu Mishtamir. Because it's not guarded, it's not controlled. It can easily be lost. And Tosfos in the Rush says, no, it's not a matter of whether the item is secured or not. It's a matter of whether it's called a cheft of a yad or not. Only things that stay that don't move are a cheft of a yad. Things that do move are not a cheft of a yad. They're a cheft of something else. This comes across in the question of that was really the question of Tosfos in Bav Metzia Daf. But the issue the Ramban brings up here. The Ramban brings a very nice machloket here. He says, how could you say that you need a chatzar sheinu ma'alechet? After all, a yad is ma'alechet. Hands move. So how can you say you require a chatzar sheinu ma'alechet? A hand is kona. I mean, hand is the original thing, it's kona. And hands move. And he brings two answers. What are the two answers the Ramban brings here? Says the Ramban, right here, Hikshu b'tosfot chatzar comes from yad, right? And he matzi to matzah b'yado by gneva emil yado. How do I know chatzar? He matzi to matzah b'chamakol v'nasan b'yado by meseches gittin. I only know yada. How do I know chatzar? V'nasan b'chamakol. So chatzar is nisrabe is darshened as an extension of yad, but yad male a yad moves. So he gives two answers. Tosfos answers a yad doesn't move. A yad does not move. The feet can move the yad, but the yad can't move itself. Obviously, Tosos here thinks that pivoting is not called moving, because the yad can move itself like this, but it can't change where it's attached to my shoulder, right? It can pivot, but it can't move its pivoting point unless the feet move it. So therefore, it's not something that moves. And he disagrees. And he says, Kevan she'ena mitrachet mimena she'ena malech, she'ena malech, and about chotz malechet, Kevan she'efshel l'drachet lo tim shtamer l'dayk lo kanyu. Like, he says, we don't really care what it moves. A yad moves, but it can't move far away from me, and I still guard it. I still secure and control whatever's in my yad. So he says, the issue isn't whether it moves, it's whether it moves far away from me, out of my control, out of my shmira. And a yad always stays in my shmira, because when it moves, I move with it. And therefore, we need something that stays in my shmira, as opposed to, you know, a walking animal, a walking donkey, or a walking eved, or a robot that moves, or et cetera, that can move away out of my shmira. So basically, these two answers of the Ramban are these two sides of the Chakira about chotzer she'ena mehaleches. Let's just...
Couldn't you ask, though, for an animal, let's say the animal has a saddle or something, mm-hmm. It puts the get on the saddle is not maleches relative to the animal.
That is a great question. Meaning, according to this, not a question on the Ramban's answer. The Ramban would say it could still go far away from me by the animal walking, but it's a question on Tosfot. According to Tosfot, shouldn't the saddlebags of an animal be a chatzar she'ena malechet because they don't move on their own? The answer is,
it's sort of, but that's comparable to this other thing we have. You have something floating inside a dish with water.
Correct. Correct. So the answer is I'm not sure. It's a good question. Might Tosfos go so far as to say in a chanami? That would be an interesting chiddush, right? In a chanami, your saddlebag is kona. It's just the bare back of the animal is not kona. That would be a big chiddush. Or is Tosfos somehow going to say that the saddlebag is tufel to the animal and doesn't count as an independent object, even though a hand does count as an independent object, which is a chiddush, because the hand is an organic part of an organism. So I'm not sure. It's a good question. I never thought of it. I'll leave that with Sarah Ian for now. Let's just point out here, what is the answer to the Ramban's question? I mean, it's the Ramban's question. He quotes it from from many other people. So Tosfos says that, meaning, what do we mean by the answer to the Ramban's question? What I mean is,
you mean the Rashba?
What?
Don't you mean the Rashba's question?
No, not yet. I'm coming back to that. What I mean is, one second, I just have to find my eraser. One second, I lost my eraser. I apologize. Where do you think my eraser went?
Right under the cursor.
Yeah, it's all right, whatever. Oh, I lost all my controls.
Have an eraser pull if you need it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Here's your one from the classroom, if you want.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in good enough shape to use on my computer. Hold on. One second. Anyone know how to find your whiteboard controls? Okay. In any case, hopefully it'll show up at some point. Here's a question. The question is, isn't a hand mehaleches? This is mehaleches, strangely enough. Isn't the hand mehaleches? So according to the Ramban, he has no problem. Yes, a hand is mehaleches, but eina mitracheket u mishtameret. Right, for the Ramban, he holds like Rashi and the Meiri. The only problem with chotzer mehaleches is that it's not secured. It's not mishtameres. So yes, a yad moves, but since it moves and it's attached to me and it can't go far away from me, it's always guarded by me, so it's no problem. Well, Tosos has to answer, because Tosos doesn't get mishtameres. He just thought a chefta shel yad is a chefta that is kavua, that stays in one place. So he has to answer that really, a yad ain't a mehaleches, because since it doesn't move on its own, that's not called the chefta malecha. So Tosos looks at it as the identity of the chefta. Is this a chefta whose identity is a mover or a chefta whose identity is a stayer? Well, the Ramban looks at it as just mishtameris. Is it guarded or not? And obviously my hand is guarded because wherever it goes, I go with it. Now, what does that have to do? What does this Chakira, this Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos about Chatzar Malechas have to do with us? Now I really do need my whiteboard controls. Oh, look at this. I just got another whiteboard. Okay. I will figure out how to save it later. Okay, so what does this have to do with us? What this has to do with us is the following issue. is the following issue. Let's go back to our machlokas. Here we had the Rambam. And here we have the Rashba, and we're trying to figure out the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So one derech of understanding the Nekudas HaMachlokes, which is found in the first Grach stencil here, is that they're arguing that exactly this Chatzar Maleches Chakira, the Rambam holds like the Pshat, I think we called Pshat 1. The Rambam holds Pshat 1, like Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Meiri, that Chotzer Mehaleches is a Yad. Just that it's not Mishtamer. Right? The Rambam holds Chotzer Mehaleches is a Yad. A Chotzer Mehaleches is a Yad. The problem isn't like Tosfos that it's not a Yad. It is a Yad. It's just a Yad She'inu Mishtamer. And the Reb Chaim points out that a few Rishonim Daf Ayin Ches says, even a Mamish Yad that's not Mishtamer is not Kona. Even if you put it Mamish in my hand, if for some reason my hand is not guarded, like the example is I'm asleep and I can't guard my hand, then it's not Kona. But it is a Yad, while the Rashba holds, like the second Pshat, what we call Tosfos, and the Rush, who says that a Chotzer Mehaleches is not a Yad, right? It's not Dumya Diyado. That's technically what they say. What they mean is that it's not called a Yad. You only call something Yad if it stands still. So it could be, this is the Yesod of the Machlokas, says Rav Chaim. The Rambam says a Chatzar Malechus is a Yad. It just has a technical problem and it's not Kona Kitzayna Mishtamer. And the Rashba says a Chatzar Malechus is not a Yad at all because it's not Dumya Diyado. So it's not anything. I mean, it's a thing, but it's not anything in the Pasuk of Nasu Yada. And what's the Pshat? You require v'nasim b'yada. The husband has to put it in her yad. So according to the Rambam, the husband put it in her yad. Yes, there's a technical problem of lack of shmira, and she has to take it from the eved in order to make it mishtameris. But the husband did put it on the yad. In which case, according to the Rambam, the husband was already mekayim v'nasan b'yada. He did put it in her yad. I understand. He put it in her yad, and there was a technical problem that she wasn't divorced yet. The Seder, you know, there are many cases where he can put in her yad and there's a technical problem, she's not divorced yet. Like, for example, the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Ches says, what if he gives it to her yad and doesn't tell her it's a get? The husband wants to trick his wife, right? So he says, here's the newspaper. And he gives it to her. He says, here is a shtarchov. That's the exact case there. Here's a friendly letter. Here's a letter from your mother. And he gives it to her. And then after he gives it to her, he says, ha ha, it's your get, you're divorced. So that is, I mean, that's machlokes tanaim, the Reb Chaim mentioned, but that may very well be valid. Why? She wasn't divorced until later. It doesn't matter. He did v'nasa b'yada, and there was a technical problem that she didn't understand what was going on. So he fixed that technical problem later, and that's fine. You can do v'nasa b'yada and then fix the technical problems afterwards. So that's why the Rambam says it's good. Well, for the Rashba would say that
it's like tonight. Yeah, everyone agrees.
Exactly.
Later.
Exactly, or yeah, chalos lacholam, it's the same idea. But for the Rashba, lo kiyem v'nasam b'yada, because he never put it in her hand. He put it in her non-hand. If he put it in her non-hand, that's not doing anything. For the Rashba, he put it in something that wasn't the yad. Then she put it in her yad. That's absolutely given by Abakarka. For the Rama, he put in her yad. There was just a technical problem. So she solved that technical problem later. The Rambam thinks that's not a problem. So it could be the good old Chotzer Maleches Chakira. That is what the Grach says, said in Shir once, apparently, that some Talmidim wrote down as the first piece of Grach on our Sugya. However, I must admit, I think it's a nice pshat, but I'm not convinced. I think it's a nice pshat. It matches my diuk in the Rambam, which is that when the Rambam says the Chotzer Mishtameres, the Eino Chotzer Maleches, he means Chotzer Mishtameres is Eino Mahaleches, and Chotzer Maleches is Eino Mishtameres. But I'm not convinced that's the right shot in the Rambam, just because I think there's more proofs to this. There's the right shot in the Nekudas HaMachlokes, just because I think there might be more Rayos to a different Derech in the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So let's look. Actually, okay, I'm not sure if there's more Rayos. Take it back. Let's look at the second Grach. What does the second Grach says? Says the second Grach, there might be a different way to explain the Kudus HaMachlokes, not arguing about how good Chotzer Maleches is, but arguing about how high the standards of Anasim B'yada is. Because if you look in the Rambam, this all started with this funny formulation of the Rambam. This funny formulation of the Rambam was Ad Sheyagia Haget LeYada. But this is not the only place the Rambam uses this funny formulation of Ad Sheyagia Haget LeYada. The Rambam used this in two other places in this perek as well. So, if you look in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, the Rambam is another case where he used this phrase. Now, again, someone will, who wants to be ornery will tell me, well, according to Maim Chayim, just like he didn't really mean it in this case, he didn't mean it in the other places, and Shalom al Yisrael, fine. If you want to say that, fine. I can't stop you. But assuming that the Rambam really meant to say something and wasn't just wasting words, then if you look in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, what's the case there? It's a weird case. Hish'ilo, which has a lot of kashya against him from the Gemara that are not our angle right now. Hish'ilo bal makom b'chatzir v'lo yichto b'zork l'get v'gila arba abishlo. The husband, she's standing in the husband yard, but he lends her part of the yard so it'll be hers to get divorced. And he throws it into her dalet amos, which is, should be a valid divorce. Harizim agreshes, great. This galgel v'nafal, but what if he throws it in her dalet amos, but it doesn't rest, it rolls out. And it falls on a korah or a sela, rachav mimen, it falls on some other part of the yard that's a little far away from her. Then he says, Im haya, makam shenafa lov, im bar, ramas al 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 bar, ramas al. If it lands on a very small, unimportant place, then it's considered part of the place he lent her and she's divorced. But if it's an important place, it's tall or wide or renowned, then it's a different place, and he didn't lend her two places, he only lent her one place. She's not divorced until the get reaches her hands. The Rambam seems to make the same deal here, but if the get does reach her hands, it's okay, meaning if he threw it into her place, but it rolled back into his place, as long as it reached her hands, that's good enough. And the Rashba can ask the same question, isn't that Tligitach Gabe Karka? It rolled into a place that's not her Karka. And she literally picks it up from the ground. Shouldn't that be puzzle? And we have the same thing. Here it's a little less chomer, because here it's only a chash, a psul drabbanan that we're fixing, not a psul doraisa, but in Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel. Zirako la, b'rshut rabimah, b'rshut she'en yishol shnehem, korav lo'inim gereshet, how you get mechza mechza, we mechza la mechza, achi akorav la reza something gereshet. If he's in rishus rabim or a third party rishus, and he throws her the get. If it lands close to him, it's still his. She's not Megereshet. If it lands more than halfway towards her, that's a suffix in the Gemara, we're not sure. What if it was so close to her that she could bend down and pick it up? How is that possible? It's sold Rabbanan. Until the get reaches her hand, and then she can get married, and it's kosher, legamri, lemahadra. So what do we see here? He throws it on the ground. She's not divorced yet, at least on a Rabbanan level, because it's just on the ground in Rosh Hashanah. But once she picks it up, she is divorced. We see there's not only one place, three places in this perek, the Rambam says. And remember, two of those three places have nothing to do with Chotzer Malechet. That's why I'm going to prefer Derech B to Derech A. Not that I have any tainus against Derech A, just there are more Rambams that seem to imply something's going on in the second Derech. That there are three places in this perek. One is where we started Chotzer Malechet. He throws in Chotzer Malechet. As long as it reaches her hand, she's divorced, even without a regular nesina to her hand. Second case is, he throws it to her part of the yard and it bounces back into his part of the yard. As long as it reached her hand, that's good enough, even though he didn't mamish put it in her hand. And third case, he throws it in the street right next to her, and then she picks it up. as long as it reaches her hand, she's divorced, even though he never mamish put it in her hand. We seem to see the Rambam has a general shita. The Rambam has a pattern. What's the Rambam's pattern? The Rambam's pattern is that as long as the husband threw it, put it rather, as long as the husband put it into her to her property in some sense, even though it didn't really, even though she wasn't Kona, but as long as he threw it into some property of hers, then that's good enough for Venasa Biyada. The husband doesn't need to actually get it to a place where she's divorced. The husband just needs to put it someplace that's shy to her, such as her Eved, even though she's not divorced, such as it lands in her Dalet Amos and then bounces, even though she's not divorced, it bounces out, such as it lands next to her in the street, and Dalet Amos in the street, close to you in the street, is Kona, even though it's not Mamish Biyada. The Rambam basically seems to have a low standard of Anasa Biyada. The husband doesn't mamish have to put it in a way that'll rest in her hands. He just has to do a maisa nesina l'rshusa, some nesina that puts it in some rishus that shayach to her, even though that's not a kinyan gerushin. And it could very well be that the Rashba disagrees with this point. Maybe the Rambam, if the Rambam holds that he holds, there's a low standard of Vinasan Biyada. It's low standard of Vinasan Biyada. What do you need? You just need Nisina Lirshusa, even Lamakom She'eno Kona. You just need to put it somehow in her Rishus. You just need to somehow put it in her Rishus. The Rashba might hold a higher standard of Nisina. He says, no, you need Nisina Limakom Shetiskarishbo. The Rashba hold, you need to put it, they're not arguing about Leches, they're arguing about Get. The Rashba holds a Mice Nisina, means you need to put it into a place which divorces her. You need to put it into the right place. And the Ram says, you don't need to put it in the right place. You just need to do a Mice and a Sina Bialma. Now, of course, it's only called a Mice and a Sina if you put it into some place that's affiliated with her, right? Clearly, if I want to divorce my wife and I put the Get into my next door neighbor's bicycle, that's not called a Nisina. If I want to divorce my wife and I put the Get into the street nowhere near her, that's not called a Nisina. It has to be a Nisina to her. But the Nisina to her just needs a Mice and a Sina Bialma. It doesn't have to be a Nisina that makes her Kona the Get. It doesn't have to be a Nisina that makes her divorce. You could have a Nisina. Basically, for the Rambam, you could have Vinasan. And then later on, you'll have the Gerushin. As long as you have some Mice and a Sina, that is good enough. While for the Rashba, no, his Mice and a Sina needs to create the Gerushin. Why do I think that this is really Machlokes in the Rambam and the Rashba? I can't quote another Rashba about this, but you might have noticed. I can't quote a Ritva. And a Ritva and a Rashba count as very close. After all, the Ritva was a Talmud of the Rashba. And even though Mosada Rav Kook says the Ritva and Gittin is not the Ritva, it's Ravina Kreskes, they admit Ravina Kreskes was a friend of the Rashba. There's a famous machlokas about something called Shliach Lehavah. Shliach Lehavah. There are two kinds of Shlichas for Gittin which are explicit in Shas. One is called Shliach Leholacha, right? One of the three kinds of Shlichas. We should put this, just it's a good thing to know. One type is Shliach Leholacha. That means the husband tells the guy, carry the get for me. Shliach, the husband, to bring the get to the wife. And when the shliach acts as the husband, shluchos on the kavosa, when he gives the get to the wife, says the husband gave it to the wife, that's before shol over shas. There's also something called a shliach le kabbalah. That's also before shol over shas. When the wife says to someone, be my shliach and receive the get for me. Right then, shlucha shel isha kavosa. When this person receives the get, the wife is divorced. The Rambam is Mechadish, Anamin is Mechadish from thin air. It seems to perhaps be implied by the Lashon of some of the Gemaras in the sixth Perek, but that there's a third kind of Shliach called Shliach Lehavah. Right? Shliach Lehavah means the wife makes a Shliach to bring her the get. She doesn't make a Shliach to receive the get. That would be a Shliach Lehavah. She makes a Shliach to bring her the get. What's the difference? When the wife makes a Shliach Lehavah, as soon the wife lives in Yerushalayim. the husband lives in a lot. When she makes a shlich l'chavod, she says, go to a lot, receive my get. As soon as the shlich receives the get, she's divorced in a lot. She's not in a lot, but the gerushin is chal. Shlich l'chavod is different. She says, go bring me. Don't receive my get for me. I'll receive the get myself. Bring me the get from a lot. The shlich goes to a lot. He brings her back to get a Yerushalayim and hands it to her. When he hands her the get, she is divorced. That's a shlich l'chavod. So in some ways, it's like a shlich l'holacha, that she's not divorced till he gives her the get. But in some ways, like shlich l'chavod, it's appointed by the woman. So it's obviously a funny kind of thing. The woman's appointing the shliach, not to receive the get on her behalf, but to give her the get. That's obviously a chiddush, because normally the husband gives, the woman receives. For the husband to make a shlich to give, that makes sense. Shlich l'holacha. For the wife to make a shlich to receive, that makes sense. Shlich l'chavod. They're each making a shliach to do what they're supposed to do. Shlich l'chavod is weird. The wife is making a shliach to give the get to her, which is not something she does. Nonetheless, the Rambam's a chiddush that it works. Okay, what's the lundus of this Rambam? There are many, many different pshatim. But what's interesting is that in the sixth perek, the Ritva decides to argue. Many of the Rishonim in the sixth perek argue on the Rambam and say there ain't no such thing as a shliach lehava. That's not a concept that fits shlichus and all of Shas. But the Ritva has a very, very fascinating reason why he rejects this shot of the Rambam. Says the Ritva over there, he says, if I can find it, yeah. What's his problem with the Rambam? He says, can the woman make a shliach lahava'a d'machlok? Yes, the Rambam says he can. But the Ra'a, in the name of his brother, Pinchas Alevi, says that he can't. Why? He says, if the husband wants to make him a shliach leholacha, fine. But the wife can't make a shliach to bring her the get. Why not? He says, ha'id de'ishazu hechi migrasha. Da'ihi lo kibla get lo miyad abav lo miyad shlucho. The wife did not receive the get from the husband or from the shliach of the husband. She receives the get from her own shliach. Ba'anam v'nas b'yad b'inan. And you need v'nas b'yad. The husband never gave the wife the get. The husband gave the wife shliach the get. But that did not accomplish a divorce. And the shliach gave the wife a get, which is useless. So the husband never gave it to the wife. The husband shliach never gave it to the wife. The husband gave it to the wife shliach, but that shliach was not able to accomplish divorce, so it didn't help. He says, shliach lava, since she can't be divorced by handing it to him, not now, not later. Lo karina be menasim b'yada. We don't call it menasim b'yada. The ana be'ina sheyavo get miyada megarish ligad misha royless garish kabbalah. So, very explicit. The husband, the megarish, has to give the get to misha royless garish be kabbalah. So, to someone or some place who could accomplish a gittin, who could accomplish a divorce. That's exactly what I wrote in the Rashba column here. The Ritva says it's only a valid divorce if the husband puts it someplace which is a place that accomplishes gerushin. I'll read you the Ritva again, because the Ritva is saying what I'm claiming the Rashba is saying, and I feel comfortable with this. He says, anan be'inan, sheyavo aget miyada megarish, liyad misha royless garish be'kabbalah. So we need the husband to give the get to someone or someplace where it could accomplish gerushin right now. And if he wants to make it tonight, that's fine, but fundamentally it accomplishes gerushin now. And what if he puts it someplace which doesn't accomplish gerushin now and it gets to the woman later? The Ritva adds, the kevin shekinsha kibla get me out of shliach where you can entitle me al gabe karka de ena megureshes. When she receives the get from the shliach lava later, that's the gift of me al gabe karka. Basically, the Ritva there, I think, is saying the same thing as the Rashba here. He's saying it's the exact same case. It's not the exact same case. It's a very different case. And some Rishonim have all kinds of funny chidushim and achronim and shliach lava. But what's the Ritva saying? The same thing the Rashba is saying. Just like over here, the husband gave it to someplace which does not accomplish gerushin, and then the wife took it later. Likewise, shliach lava, the husband gave it to someone who can't accomplish gerushin, and then the wife took it later. And in both cases, he says it's not v'nasa b'yada, because he didn't put it in a place that accomplishes gerushin. It's tligetach miyal bekarka, because he put it someplace unsuccessful, and then she took it on her own. So what I'm claiming is that this Rambam and Ritva are l'shitase of the Rambam and the Rashba here. And the Rambam, three times in Perek Hey, is l'shitase of his Chiddush of Shleich Lahava in Perek Vav. The Rambam has a low standard of Nasa B'yada. All he needs is to give it to her Rishos. Since she made this guy a Shliach, he counts as her Rishos. not a reshus that accomplishes gerushin. I understand. She explicitly made him a shliach not to divorce her, only to hold things for her. She says, I'm making my shliach to carry things, not to accomplish gerushin. Okay, but he put it in her reshus because he's her shliach to carry things. Therefore, he's her reshus for carrying things. So this is exactly what I'm claiming. L'shita saying, let me just check once more if I can find my whiteboard controls. Apparently not. Okay. If anyone is familiar with Zoom and wants to tell me if my whiteboard controls, you know, the ones that erase and make different colors and save the board, disappeared, how I can find them again, I'd be very happy. I apologize for being someone who doesn't understand technology. You understand, of course, that I'm only doing this because there are other people who are not good at technology and I don't want them to feel bad. But the in any case...
Thank you.
You're welcome, anytime. In any case, I think that here it makes a lot of sense. The machlokas around the Rashba is not necessarily about chotzer mahaleches. The machlokas, after all, the Rambam didn't have a strong diuk what he holds about chotzer mahaleches. A nice svara, but we don't have a strong diuk on the Rambam which way he holds about chotzer mahaleches. We don't have evidence in the Rashba which way he holds about chotzer mahaleches. It makes more sense that the Rambam and the Rashba are arguing about the standard of anasim b'yada, because then it's l'shitasei the Rambam three times and not only once in Perakei. And it's also the Shitasi, the Rambam, and the Ritva, which is close to the Rambam and the Rashba, about Shliach Lehavah. So here I would say, and therefore, Shliach Lehavah Mahani. Even though the objection of the Ritva really sounds exactly like the Rashba here. He's putting it someplace which doesn't count, and then she's making herself divorce. The Rambam says, who cares? He did a Mice in a Sina. And the Rashba would work with the Ritva. Basically, the Ritva is quoting like the whole Chevra, the Ritva, the Pinchas Halevi, the Ra'ah. Basically, the entire Sviva of the Rashba holds this, who says Shliach Lava doesn't count. And why does Shliach Lava not count? Because it's not called Venasim B'yada if the husband puts it someplace that's not Roy Ligerishin, and she then takes it. Okay, so we have two ways of understanding the Yesod of the Machlokes and the Rambam of the Rashba, and I lean towards the second one. And then I think if there's no more questions, we will go weiter in our Gemara here. Yes, Isaac.
Without the explicit words of the Ritva that clearly point to the second explanation, as you just said, like you probably could hypothetically use this Machloket as well as a proof for the first way of explaining Machloket, that the Rambam just holds that this shliach lova is a real shliach, and therefore yad hashliach is kiyad hamishalech, and counts as a yad. And the Rashba just holds that no, it's not a real shliach at all, and therefore it's not even a yad, and therefore there's no nitina.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could say that's an independent machlokas which has some parallels and not the same machlokas. You have anafanami. Absolutely, 100%. As a matter of fact, there's some people who say even the Rambam doesn't mean it. The Ramban wants to suggest that the Rambam doesn't really think there's such thing as shliach lava. It's really just a shliach like kabbalah. But we will leave that for now. One second.
Doesn't the second explanation of Machloket depend on the Rambam's interpretation of Chatzer Ma'alechet? Otherwise, for the Rambam, it wouldn't be Gerushin immediately, and it wouldn't even be even a time B'yada.
No, but everyone agrees that, I mean, it could very well be. I mean, the Rambam might have to hold two things. Here, you have to look at the Imre Moshe. He has a very long essay about it. I doubt anyone got through the whole thing. Of every possible formulation of exactly where you have to put it to be called a Sina, according to the Rambam and according to the Rashba. But you could, I think you could say that the Rambam has to hold both shitas, and then our possibility is just which one does the Rashba argue on. Or you could say no. The Rambam doesn't even require to be no sane in a place that's a Chalos Yad. Maybe you only have to be no sane in a place that's a chalos of rishos that belongs to her. So I am going to leave that ambiguous. Okay, let's go a little weiter in the Gemara then. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now brings a case that seems to be exactly the same as the Eved we just mentioned.
except there's no problem chotzer maleches. Of Amar Rav, kasla gevenosto b'chatzei rov, kasla shtar matana alav, kina asu u misgar reshes bo. If the husband actually a regular chotzer, that's for sure not maleches. Writes a get, puts it in his yard, and then writes her shtar matana and gives her the yard as a gift, then she's kona the get, she is misgar reshes, and now the get's in her yard. Utricha, why does Rav have to tell us two things that are the same? He has been Evan Havmina Davka Evan.
Okay, the difference between them is not fundamental. It's only in terms of Havmin is of Xeris Dorbanan. Right, on the one hand, you might have thought the Chatzar works because it's always stationary. But the Eved make Xer on a tied up Eved to an untied Eved. Okay, Kamashlan, we don't make such Xera. On the other hand, you might have thought the Eved works, and here you sort of have to add what Tosu says in the Raskol Aval. The Eved works because it's so uncommon to have a tied up Eved that we're not going to make extra Xeros. But the Chatzar, which is a very common thing that people have a Chatzar, we should make Xera. Atu Chatzar Bala Acharikan. What does that mean? If he puts it into, let's review. If he puts it into her Chatzar, that's classic. The Nassan, the Yada, the Rabbos, Gaga, Chatzirik, Arpifa, that's obviously a good Gerishin. If he puts into his Chatzar and then gives it to her, that's our Sugya's teaching us it's a good Gerishin. What if he puts into a third party's Chatzar and then the third party gives her the Chatzar? Right, I put a get into Yehuda's Chatzar and then Yehuda gives the Chatzar to my wife as a present. That's no good because I did not give it to her at all. I gave the get to Yehuda and then he decided to give it to her, but he wasn't my Shliach. A third party can't decide to give the woman the get. Basically, I basically gave the get as a pikadon to Yehuda. I put in his field, and then he gave her the field. Okay, that certainly doesn't work. If I just leave the get in your house, you can't decide to give it to her. And we might think you should make Yzera. Yzera, he gave her the field, up to someone else giving her the field. Okay, someone might get confused. Don't know when someone will get confused, when they won't. You could have made Yzera. Okay, Kamashvalon, that you don't make Yzera, fine. Now, Abaye brings up a fundamental point, not just a matter of a havmin of exera. Amar Abaye, mechti chatz mechaz rabim yada. What's the makor of chatzer that it works for gerushin from yad? Remember, we mentioned the drusha in the beginning of the eighth perek. Benasim b'yada, ein lel yada, the first line of the eighth perek. Gaga chatzir, chavim v'nayin, tamalom nasim kamakom, from benasim b'yada, where mar be'chatzer. So hold on a second. My yada the isa bein midai to bein malkarcha av chatzir the isa bein midai to bein malkarcha va matana midai to isa malkarcha leka. If excuse me, just like yad, so a chatzir is only kona if it's like a yad. What's unique about a yad? A yad is kona whether she likes it or not. A yad is kona against her will. And she might agree, she might not, but that's irrelevant. That doesn't mean bein midai to bein malkarcha. Whether or not she agrees is irrelevant. A yad is kona against her will. Likewise, a chatzar should only work if it's kona against her will, like her field, which is kona, whether she likes it or not. But what's called a chatzar matana, right? A field she receives as matana, she has to agree to receive it as a matana. I can't give someone a matana without their permission. And therefore, she has to agree. And maybe that's no good. Maybe a chatzar only works if it's like a yad and doesn't require her agreement. But when it requires her agreement, that's not called Vinasa B'yada because she's doing it, not him, and it's no good. So Abaye argues on Rava. In the end, we'll pass him like Rava. Why do we pass him like Rava? Because any machlok is Rava and Abaye, we pass him like Rava. So don't worry, we're not going to hold like Abaye. But Abaye asks this question, and then we have Maskevlo Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Vashlichos the Kabbalah, Nuidaiti Isa Balkar Chalesa, Vakahavi Shlich the Kabbalah. He says, you Abaye are ridiculous. You think Gerishin only works if it's something that doesn't need her assent, something that doesn't need her agreement. That's not true. After all, Shlich LeKabbalah, we know the Shlich LeKabbalah, the Gemara Darshins in Gittin and in Kedushin, that she can make a Shlich LeKabbalah, right? That all Rishonim agree. Why? Because it says Vishalach, says Vishilchami Besa, and that's a Lashon of Shlichas, and therefore we Darshin Vishilcha, when the He is a feminine letter, that she can make a Shliach. So, and obviously her shliach l'kabbalah, she has to agree, right? Only she decides. Like, let's say I'm a woman. I send Isaac to receive my get. It's totally up to me. Nothing happened against my will. I decide if I want Isaac to be my shliach or not. In any second, I can say he's not my shliach, and he's not. So that's parallel to chatzar matana. You decide that you want to accept the get in this way, and it's up to you to decide to accept the get. and yet it works. So what does that prove? That proves against Abaye that it's not a requirement of getting that it that the woman have no say in the matter. It's fine to have a get where the woman has a say in the matter. So therefore, that defends Rav against Abaye. What does Abaye say back? Abaye is not stupid. We don't paskal like Abaye, but he's not stupid. He has two things to say back to Rav Shimon bar Ashi. Either one, utter shlichus biyadis Rabbi mishalach l'shulchus Rabbi. Abaye says back to, he says, well, why, you can't go right from shlichus to yad, to chatzer. Shlichus and chatzer are two totally different halacha categories. Chatzer is the nisraba from yad. Therefore, I said it has to be like a yad, that the woman has no say in the matter. Shlicha is not nisrabi from yad, it's nisrabi from v'shalach v'shilcha. From the word v'shil, meaning from the fact that it said v'shilcha instead of v'shilach. That's what, whenever it says v'shalach v'shilcha, it means could have said v'shilach instead of v'shilcha. So, and therefore, that's a different makar. So yeah, shlichas has one set of rules. Yad and chatzar have a different set of rules. Don't bring your raya from one to the other. That's his first answer. His second answer, you say, shlichas kolonama ashkam al karcha. The second answer is, what do you mean? Shlichas l'kabbalah, we can also work spal karcha. You think the woman has a saying shlichas l'kabbalah? No, the woman has no saying shlichas l'kabbalah. Shekein av, mekabel get l'bidokan bal karcha. We find a case where the woman has no saying shlichas l'kabbalah. The father, we know that. How do we know? Because we know the father can be mekadesh his daughter when she's a katana. As the pasuk says, es biti nasati la'ish hazeh li'isha. The father can be mekadesh his daughter when he's a katana. And since we have a general hekesh that we all know, v'yotza v'haisa, that is a hekesh klali between gerushin and kiddushin, therefore the father can also receive a get for his daughter who's a katana. But this is not something she appoints and she gets to decide about. This happens against her will. It's exeris akasov that the father can receive a get for her. And therefore, in Shlichus also, we find that it happens against her will. And therefore, Shimon bar Ashi does not have a good attack on Abaye. We still don't paskal like Abaye. We're just not convinced of his svara, but Shimon bar Ashi does not have a valid attack on him. Before we dig a little deeper, we have to point out that Tosos here, Dermesli Vice Ema, ask a very, very difficult question. Points out this whole shock of the Tyre of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why? Because what were we saying? Let's see if I can get this onto the board graphically. What were we saying about chatzer? That a chatzer, let's call there two kinds of chatzer. Chatzer shalah and chatzer matana. Right? Chatzer shalah means it was hers all along. Chatzer matana means she's receiving as a matana from her husband right now. Right? What were we saying? What we're saying is that, what is Abaye saying? Against Rava. Abaye saying is that within chatzer, there's chatzer shalah and chatzer matana. Chatzer shalah is afilu bal karcha, right? Does not require her agreement. And chatzer matana is only works midaita. She has to agree to receive the chatzer. And what's Abaye claiming? I know this is not how we paskin, not what Rava says. And we always paskin like Rava because it's not yal kagam. But what's Abaye saying? Then this works. And this doesn't work. This works, and this doesn't work. Fine. What do we have here? Here we have. Oops. Hold on. Here we have shlichas le-kabbalah. And we have two types of shlichas le-kabbalah. We have a shliach stam, and we have the av.
Shliach Stam only works Midaita. The Av works Afilu Balkarcha. And what is Abaye saying to defend himself in his second answer? His first answer is just don't compare Shlichas to Chatzar. It's not a valid comparison. They're two different halachic categories. Leave me alone. Fine. His second answer is it is a valid comparison. But what's he saying? We do find Shlich LeKabbalah is Afilu Balkarcha. And therefore it works. And therefore, what's he saying? That also explains why Shliach works, even though it's only me, Daita. So the Tosos asks, in Dibur Masli Bais Ema, asks Tosos, a very technical question, but very revelatory. He says, the Tema, the Chotz Matananami Afgav the Lesser Balkorcha, and they have a Dumi the Yodikim, the Ashkan Chotz Balkorcha, and Chotz Shayla Kodin Lakain, the Tamba Zorik to Migureshes. Right, he says, 1 second, Abai is cheating. He's not being parallel here. He wants to say the reason Shlichos LeKabbalah works is because since the father works against her will, therefore all Shlichos LeKabbalah works. But that's exactly the opposite of what he said about Chatzar Matana. A Chatzar that always belonged to her works against her will, but a Chatzar Matana, which requires her agreement, doesn't work. So how is Abai defending himself? He's saying, no, I'm defending myself. There's no stira between Shlichos and Chatzar. Shlichos is considered Balkarcha because the Av is Balkarcha, as opposed to Chatzar, which is not considered Balkarcha. But what do you mean? Chatzar also, they're both the same. Chatzar is one type works without her agreement, one type needs her agreement. Shlichos the Kabbalah, one type needs her agreement, one type doesn't need her agreement. So how is Abai defending himself saying that Shlichos the Kabbalah, because there's one type that works against her will, it all works. But Chatzar, there's one type that works against her will, so only that type works and the other type doesn't work. It's not parallel. He's cheating. He should say also that Chatzar Matana, since Chatzar Shalah works even against her will, then Chatzar Matana should also be Domi Diyadim. Basically, this is a Sphira. If there's something, one type of which works against her will and one type of which needs her agreement, does that make only one type Domi Diyadim or both types Domi Diyadim? He starts out saying to Rava, no, only one type is Domi Diyadim, not the other type. And then in the answering Shlich LeKabbalah, he says, well, if one type is against your will, both types are Domi Diyado. That makes no sense. The Rashba, as a matter of fact, gets this question and gives the most easily understandable answer. The Rashba says, Tzarech Iyun, I don't know how to answer this question. Okay, that's the most pashut answer, but it's obviously not satisfactory. So Tosos gives a very, very difficult answer. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, this is a very dachuk answer. Tosus says, oh, look at this. 1 second, I got my controls back. Hold on.
Couldn't you ask what the whole Indian of the Av is because she's a katana, she has no das. The whole das here is the father. It's not, he's not doing it al shlichus or anything. Okay, he's doing it, it's his das. He's the one who's doing it.
Morty, you can ask that question. Not only can you ask that question, Tosus de Ramasul Shekane asked that question. Implicitly, I mean. I know he didn't say Vim Tomar, and that's a very, very important question, but I don't want to get to that yet. If we have time today, we'll get to that question, and if not, we'll Amir Tashem get to that question next time, and we'll fill it in. That's a super important question. I like that question. I'm just not ready. I don't want to talk about it yet. So let's pretend we don't know Morty's question. So how do you answer? Tosos gives a very, very convoluted answer, which A, is super duper convoluted, and number two, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a very strong kasha against, and as you can imagine, whenever Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a question, the Gilyon HaShas, Chaim will open the back of his Masifta and find 3 pages of every Akron trying to answer it. But,
no,
you know,
no,
if there's
no,
three...
No, no, no. Not that much.
Don't contradict my svaras with facts.
Okay.
But,
just
but
locally, anyway. That's all.
How many pages, Chaim?
No, just very brief. That's...
Okay.
No.
In any case, what is Tosus' answer? Tosus says, "Omer ben Yitzchak, dechatzir demikodem kemo havya balkorcha kmo shlichos da'av." Now, there's different levels of balkorcha. There's total balkorcha and semi balkorcha, right? Chatzah shayil mikodem mekan is not total balkorcha; it's semi balkorcha.
Okay, it's not me saying Tosa's answer is docha. Tosa's saying Tosa's answer is docha because it is. But what is Tosa's answer? So, first answer is Tosa's. Okay, if we have time, I'll give my own answer to this question. Let's start with Tosa's. And he admits it's docha. What does Tosa say? One second. Hold on a second. What does Tosa say? Tosa says, this is 100% Bal Karcha. There's no way she can stop the Av from doing whatever he wants. In which case, that makes the whole category Dumya Diyada. Since in Shlichos LeKabbalah, sorry, this says Dumya Diyada. I know my handwriting's very bad. It's not totally my fault. It's partially my fault, those who've seen me on the actual whiteboard, but not totally. I have to get myself a good stylus for this. Maybe that'll help me write on the screen. But my computer needs a very fancy schmancy stylus, which is hard to get. It's not enough to just have something inductive. Okay, Biter. What a toast answer. He says, no. The Av is 100% Bal Karcha. There's nothing the girl can do to stop the father from receiving her get. Therefore, since the Av is 100% Bal Karcha, that makes the entire category of Shleich LeKabbalah Dumya D'Yado, because some of the categories 100% Bal Karcha. However, the Chacha that was always hers, no, that's only, and here I'm making up a number, obviously, Tosa's saying number. Let's say it is narrowly Bal Karcha, but broadly Midaita. What does Tosas mean? Tosas means that in the moment when I put it in the chutzah that my wife owns, that's Bal Karcha. I can put in her chutzah whether she likes it or not, right? I can hold a gun to her head and say, don't stop me, or not hold a gun to her head. I can just stand next to her and say, haha, you can't stop me, and put the get in her chutzah. However, from a broad perspective, it's Midaita, because if she was very clever, the moment before I put the get in her chutzah, she could be mafka her chutzah, and then it won't be hers, and then I won't be able to do it against her will. So I can do it against her will in the moment if she doesn't come up with a trick, but there's some trick she could do to make it not happen. So it's mostly Bal Karcha, but a little bit Midaita, because she has a way out. She has a trick she could do to get out of it. And therefore, since this is not 100% Bal Karcha, but only mostly Bal Karcha, therefore, it cannot affect the whole category. When part of a category is 100% Bal Karcha, that makes the whole category Bal Karcha and Dumya D'Yada. When part of the category is mostly Bal Karcha, but not totally Bal Karcha, that only makes that part of the category Dumya D'Yada. But it can't make the whole category Dumya D'Yada because it's not powerful enough. Okay, you see how this is dachuk. It's like, you know, like it all technically sort of fits in, but you don't really know why you should have thought of it this way. Neither does Tosa. He's just trying.
According to the first grok with the Rambam, that wouldn't work. If she ever would take the field back, she would be then dachuk on the get, and she'd be divorced.
So she'll never take the field back, ma baya. And also, it's...
She can't, though.
Okay, but Seder, maybe. It's worth it for her. And also, it's not so pashut. Meaning, if he throws it into a hefker field and she takes the field back, then probably she's not divorced, even according to the Rambam, because that's not called v'nasan v'yada at all if he threw it into a hefker field. So, I don't have to recall that question. Okay. That's Tosos. The Ritva here brings two other answers. Says the Ritva... says Ritva, right here. First answer, he quotes from his Rebbe, right? Rabbeinu Natrechmanu Harke, I think he calls him, Nehru.
says the Ritva here. He says, he asks the same question. Okay. The answer is a little unclear of this, the Rebbe of the Ritva, but let us to the Ritva B'Shem Rabbo. Let's figure out the Ritva B'Shem Rabbo. Says the Ritva B'Shem Rabbo, it's a matter of Marbe Chiddush. By Chotzer, we wouldn't have known any type of Chotzer. We wouldn't have known any type of chutzer, if not for a drasha, right? So here, the drasha is marbe only the type of chutzer that she already owned that doesn't require her assent. And here, there's no riboy. Why? Because from one drasha, we can only learn the kind of chatzah that's balkarcha. We can't learn the kind of chatzah that's only midaita. However, when it comes to shlichas, we don't need a drasha to be marvi the av. We don't need a drasha to be marvi shlichas of the av. Why not? Because the av in this rabbi from the yatzav haisa, meaning we don't need any drasha in the pasuk of giving over a get to be marvi shlichas of the av. We know Shlichus the Av, as I mentioned, he says we also haisa. It says this beating asati leish hazeh that the husband father can do kedushin through the hekesh of a yatzav haisa. We know the father can do gerushin. So here we don't need the drasha to be marbe. So we don't need a riboy. We don't need a riboy for the Av because the Av is learned from the yatzav haisa, not from a riboy. So therefore, what is the what is the riboy? In Cain, Yadamayahani lehafil below Yadamay Bilim Sivy Yatva Haishlash Acher. What do we learn from the riboy of Shlichus? If we already know the Afri Yatva Haisa. So therefore, it must be that the Drusha is Marbe Ishliach Stam. Meaning, can we say since one part of the category is Balkarcha? Is a fil balkarcha, therefore the whole category is dumya diyada, we can be marbet. That depends if we need to. By chatzer, we don't need to be marbet the whole category. It's already a chiddush to be marbet only one type of chatzer. So we're only marbet one type of chatzer, which is mamish balkarcha. By shliach, we can't darshan to be marbet the av because we know him without a riboy from the yatzim al-haisa, so we have to be marbet something. So therefore, we're marbet the whole category. So in other words, if part of the category is similar to a yad and that's balkarcha, are we marbet the whole category or not? That depends whether it's a chiddush or not. If half the category would be a chiddush, we're marbet half the category, not the other half. But if half the category is no chiddush, then we have to be marbet the whole category. That's the answer of the Rebbe of the Ritva. However, the Ritva himself gives a different answer, which I think is much more fascinating. Says the Ritva himself, the li nira de lo kasha. Well, his answer is not 100% clear. Li nira de lo kasha. What's he saying? Note the magic words. Ein shaychus l'chotzer zeshim nosan la'achshav im chatzeir shayi l'kodim l'kein. There's no shaychus between the chotzer matana that she's getting now to the chotzer that she always owned. These two types of chotzer have no shaychus between them. Ela d'min l'rbuya, we have separate reboys, total separate halachic categories. We want to have one halachic category of the chotzer that she owned previously and a different halachic category of the chotzer she's getting out of matana now. As opposed to Avol Shlichas, Ein Chilek Ben Shlichas Av Ben Shlichas Da'acher, says the Ritva, he denies our categorization. if you read, I put in brackets the Tosfos Rush. The Tosfos Rush doesn't really ask the question and give the answer, but if you read the Tosfos Rush carefully, he seems to be assuming the same as the Ritva. The Ritva basically argues on our categorization. Says the Ritva. He says no. He says this Shlichus LeKabbalah is all one category. And therefore, if within that one category, part of the category is like a God, in that it works whether she agrees or not, then the whole category is valid. But Chotzer, he says, according to the Ritva, is two independent categories. Don't say there's one category of Chotzer. This category works, according to Abaye, and this category doesn't work. So, if you want to know if one type of something is Dumi Diyado, does that marbid the whole type of that thing? The answer is it does, if it's all one type. Shlichus is all one shlichus, whether the father or someone else. I know the father is slightly different details, but it's all one halachic category. However, chatzar is not the same halachic category. A chatzar she always owned, and a chatzar you're giving her now, are two totally separate halachic categories. And therefore, it makes sense. Now, Abaye makes perfect sense. Shlichus is one category. If part of shlichus works, then all of shlichus works. The chatzar are two separate halachic categories. Just because one type of chatzar worked doesn't mean that the other type of chatzar, which is a completely different halachic category, should also work. Now, the Ritva technically makes perfect sense. However, when you think about this Ritva, you ask yourself, is it so pashut? Right? Is this Ritva so pashut that chatzar is two totally different halachic categories? Basically, what the Ritva says is that first we darshin v'nasim b'yada to darshin a chatzar she always owned. And then we go back and totally independently darshin v'nasim b'yada for a chatzar that she's only receiving as a present now. But shouldn't it all be one halachic category? It's in her chatzar. Why does he think that chatzar matana that she's receiving now and a chatzar that she always owned are two separate halachic categories? I understand they're different instances. What we call hechitimtzis. They're different instances. They're different examples. But why does he think they're two separate halachic categories? They're both kinyan chatzar. They're both her chatzar. So what underlies this ritva? Anyone want to make a suggestion? Why? Obviously, Tosfos didn't think so, or he would have said so. Obviously, the Ritva's Rebbe didn't think so, or he would have said so. But the Ritva is like the most pasha thing in the world. Oh, obviously, of course. It's two separate halachic categories. If you want to be mired by these two kinds of chatzar, they're two different drushos from the same words in the same way, but two totally different drushos, two totally different ideas, two totally different kinds of gerushin. Why would these two kinds of chatzar be two totally different kinds of gerushin according to the Ritva? Anyone want to make a suggestion to understand this Ritva? Or do we just like take his word for it and move on?
And the Ritva doesn't take into account Tosfos' consideration that she could have been mafkir?
No, that's dachuk.
Doesn't isn't Remember? That in the back of his mind?
No, that's dachuk. Don't make the Ritva dachuk.
There's an underlying difference of Gvoi Keechad involved.
Okay, that's true. There is an underlying difference. A little bit of Gvoi Keechad. Obviously, in one case, she already owned the chatzar. Now she's only getting the get. And in the other case, she's getting the chatzar and the get at the same time. But the question is, you know, what's the lumdish significance of that difference? So I think that this Ritva might depend on a question which the Me'iri brings up. The Me'iri on our Sogya brings up the issue and he says, sorry, Kasov Laget, etc. And he says, hold on a second. The Afalpi Shebetli Gitach Me'agavi Karka Eino Get. Even though if she picks up the get herself and the husband doesn't give it to her, it's not a get. And here also the husband's not giving her the get. No, the husband's not, it's not coming from the koch of the husband. Is he giving her the chatzar and giving her the get that's in the chatzar? It's like he gave her a get in a in a carrier, in a utensil. Right, nowadays we would say, they didn't have that in his days, say it's like giving her get in an envelope, right, from his hand to her hand. Okay, v'chein shevet tligitech tzrich l'nat l'vidim tzrich litlo, and tligitech she has to pick it up, here she doesn't pick it up. What's he saying? What question is he asking? I know he's saying, isn't this like tligitech le'gabi karka? It's not mamish like tligitech le'gabi karka. What he's really asking is, where's v'nasam biyada in our case? In our case, he never gives her the get. He puts the get in his own chatzar. Whether it's the evet or the field, we don't care anymore. A tied evet, a field. He puts the get in his own chatzar. He doesn't give her the get. He gives her the chatzar. If he's giving her the chatzar and not the get, where's v'nasam biyada? Why isn't this like tligitech le'gabi karka? That's a lack of v'nasam biyada. That is the Meiri's question. And what's the Meiri's answer? No, this is v'nasam biyada. It's as when he gives her the chatzar, he's giving her the chatzar and the get. Since the get is in the chatzar, by giving her the chatzar, he is giving her the get. And it's just as if he gave her the get in an envelope. If he gives her the get in an envelope, no one's going to say that. What do you mean? Where's v'nasam biyada? He gave her the envelope, not the get. No, he gave her the envelope and the get. He's allowed to give her two things at the same time. Never says he's not allowed to give her two things at the same time, b'shas gerushin. So over here, he's giving her two things at the same time, the field and the get. Seder, what's the problem with that? That's the Meiri says. The Meiri says, where's v'nasam biyada? The v'nasam biyada comes because he's giving her the get together with the field. It's like a get in an envelope. He's just giving her two things at once. Now, I understand physically, he's not giving her the get. He never does a maisa of being no saying the get to her. But the Meiri says, no. It's as if he is giving her the get. That is one possible answer. There's more than one, more than two possible answers. Reb Chaim here, in the last piece, the one about the maisa and brisk of the guy who gave his wife a get in an envelope, Reb Chaim sees it a little differently. And the Rav in his shiurim also sees it like Reb Chaim, unsurprisingly. Reb Chaim says no. He really never gave her the get. What do you mean gave her the get? He never gave her the get. He put the get in his own field and he gave her a field. He never gave her a get. So where is the Nesina? So he explains based on a Tosos a little later. What does he say? He says, Kevin shall get, 1 second. He says, "V'minus kaim ha'v'nasim biyada." Where's v'nasim biyado? If she takes it from him, that doesn't count. He has to give it to her. Ela tam blavi chasaron hachad v'nasim biyada mishum daknas hachatzer havi nesina shahare ilo hiknas hachatzer lohaya get nimtza v'shusa dekonu l'kenah you get v'shusa shahaya chatzer shelo v'nimtza shvaknaso over haget mirshuso lirshusa. What's he saying? And then he goes on. He says, where is the nasam biyada here? He never gave her the get, but he caused the get to be in her rishos. How did he cause the get to be in her rishos? By giving her the rishos, he caused the get to be in her rishos. It's not as if he gave her a get. Isn't that like the Meiri? What?
Isn't that like the Meiri?
Let's read the Meiri again. Says the Meiri, he says, what's he saying? So let me sharpen this a second, then you'll ask again if it's still not clear. I think there might be more than one way of understanding where's the menasal miyada in our sugya. Says the Meiri, it's as if he gave her the get. There's a funny Avni Miluim who says also as if he gave her the get. Why? Because the get went from his chatzar to her chatzar, and it's as if his chatzar put it in the hands of her chatzar, and his chatzar is his shliach laholacha. Okay, fine. But I think Reb Chaim is saying a little differently. What's Reb Chaim saying? It's not that he gave her the get. It's that he caused the get to be in her rishus by giving her the rishus. By giving her the rishus, he caused it to be in her rishus. Not that he did anything to the get. But he caused it to be in her rishus. So the Meiri views this and the Avnei Ilum as well as a virtual transfer. I know the husband didn't touch the get, but it's as if he gave her the get. And Rav Chaim says there's no virtual transfer here. He just caused it to be in her
He caused it to be in her rishus. And that's why Reb Chaim's case, this funny case, what was the funny case? Apparently the woman might not have wanted to be divorced. The guy put a get in an envelope and handed the envelope to his wife. Sorry, put it again in an envelope, put it on the table. The wife picked the envelope up off the table. And I don't know what the background was. Doesn't matter. The wife picked up the envelope and he says, I'm giving you the get. Is that valid or not? So Reb Chaim says, well, maybe when he gives her the envelope, that counts. And then he says, well, that depends. If she needs the envelope in order to be kona the get, then he's causing the get to be in her rishus, then it's a valid divorce. If she doesn't need the envelope to be kona the get, then he's not causing the get to be in her rishus, and it's not a valid divorce. And he says, it depends whether she could be kona the get, even if she didn't own the envelope or not, which is called Kelov Shel Makna versus Kona. We're not going to get into that now. Anyway, I think there could very well be two different ways of understanding what's going on in this case of Chotzer Matana. What do I mean by that? Let's see what I mean by that. Where is the Nesinas Habal? So one is what I think the Meiri is saying, and the Avnei Lum is saying in a different way. He says, Ki'ilu Nasan Haget miyado liyada. It's as if he gives her the get. Why? Because he's giving the chatzar. The get's in the chatzar. So it's as if he's giving her the get. But Reb Chaim says a little differently. He says, Reb Chaim, no. Nasan la es hayad. Va'al yedei zeh goram lekach shehaget nimtza. I think there are two different ways of understanding where's the Nesina here. One, Derech, is I know he didn't touch the get, but it's as if he gave her the get. As the Meir says, as if he gave her the get in an envelope. The other Derech is no, he didn't give her the get. He gave her the yad. But by giving her the yad, he caused the get to be in her yad, and that's good enough. He doesn't have to give her the get. He just has to cause it to be in her hand. That seems to be the hakir here. Does he have to give her the get, and we view this as giving her the get? Or maybe he doesn't have to give her the get, but it's enough that he causes it to be in her hand. That's how the Rav understood this as well. Let me just see if I can read you the lashon of the Rav here. If he has a good lashon here, says the Rav here. Oops. Apologize. Ubir hagrach the chavonas atosu sheish basias rishos habal rishusa al yidei adas makna shelo kiyum v'nasan. Biyado and shalidei das makna shelo nasa zeha chotzer shemunach gahaget le yada. Right, that through his agreement, through his giving, he causes this to be her yad. That's how the Rav also quotes Reb Chaim, that it's causing it to be her yad, which caused it to be in her yad. That counts as gerushin. What do I want to claim then? Let me tell you what I want to claim. What I want to claim is that, are we talking about a new category or not a new category? Maybe depends on this chakira. If we say, like the Meiri, then you would say, Chotzer Matana is a new technique but not a new category. If the Meiri says that it's as if you put the get into her, you gave her the get in an envelope, that's not a new category. What's the difference in giving her the get without an envelope and giving the get with an envelope? It's a different technique, but it's not a good new category. But it could be that, according to Reb Chaim, you might say the Chotzer Matana is a new category. One category is giving her the get, which makes it be in her hand. The other category is giving her the hand, which makes the get be in her hand. There are two ways to be goring to cause the get to enter her hand. You can give her the get, or you can give her the hand. She could already have the hand, you're giving her a get. She could already have the get, you're giving her a hand. That already might be called a new halachic category. I think the Ritva makes sense based on Rav Chaim. If Rav Chaim is saying there are not two techniques of giving her the get, and I understand this is subtle, but there are two ways of causing the Nasa B'yada, either by causing the get to be in her hand, or by causing, either by causing the get to enter her hand, or by causing her hand to exist. Then already you might say, that's a new halachic category, that's a new drasha. It's a new halachic concept that you could do v'nasa b'yada by giving a hand instead of giving a get. And then if I take that back to the Ritva, I'd say, you know why the Ritva says that there are two totally different halachic categories and as his lashon is without shaychus b'neihem klal? Why is there no shaychus between them? Because it looks like they're both kinyan chatzer, but they're both kinyan chatzer. But there are two different mice and asinas. One is being no saying the get, the other is being no saying the yad. And therefore, it's a totally different halachic category to divorce through giving a get and to divorce through giving a yad. And since they're different halachic categories, therefore, just because one is domi diado according to Abaye, doesn't make the other domi diado. Of course, this is all according to Abaye. We don't paskin like, but at least according to Abaye, I think you can say the pshat. So I think that I would explain the Ritva, who seems strange. He says, "Einam shaychos, two totally different things. Chatzer shahayta lakodim lekain, and chatzer shimikabelat achshav. When to me they seem like one thing, just one she had previously, one she got now. But I think under Chaim, the Ritva makes a lot more sense. They're really two completely different halachic categories. Okay, that is to explain the Ritva, which ties into some of the Yesodot in our Gemara. I just wanted to say that, and this is based on the Rav. Okay, I don't think I put the Rav on the sheet here, but the Rav doesn't say this at all. But I thought maybe there could be another way of answering Tosfos's question. Rav Lichtenstein also says something similar to this in his Shiurim, but not exactly. I couldn't find anyone who exactly says this. I thought maybe there's another way of answering Tosfos's question. If you're willing to be maybe a tiny bit a little fancier. What could you say? Tosfos, there's a certain intuition here. What's the intuition here? The intuition here is, and this is what Tosfos, the Rav discusses, or Lichtenstein discusses, is that the Shliach LeKabbalah and the Chatzar Matana are not really so comparable. Why? When we say Chatzar Matana, Midaita, Ita, Balkarcha, Lesa, Nita, agreement, that means at the time of Gerushin, she needs to agree to be divorced, to accept this Chatzar. When we say Shliach LeKabbalah, she needs to agree. She doesn't need to agree to be divorced through Shliach LeKabbalah. She needs to agree to appoint him as a Shliach LeKabbalah. But once he's appointed, that's just an established fact on the ground. And now she has nothing to do with anything anymore. And this is a question that the Rav brings up here in his Shiurim, and Lichtenstein brings up in his Shiurim. Is this really a good comparison that Rav Shimi Bar Ashi makes of Shliach Kabbalah to Chatzar Matana? Chatzar Matana, she really needs to agree to be divorced. The husband says, would you like to accept this Chatzar, and has her get in it? And she has to, she says, yes, I will do this Maisa Gerushin. Well, Shliach Kabbalah, last month she appointed the Shliach Kabbalah. I understand she had to agree last month, but at this point, that's a background detail. It's a fact on the ground. B'shas Gerushin, her das is not involved at all. So, is this really good comparison or not? And what do I want to claim? I want to claim maybe that's what the last line the Gemara is talking about. Okay, there's a little more of a lumdish read of the Gemara, not a pshat read of the Gemara. You could like it or you could not like it. But I want to say that this whole chart I have on this board is not what's going on in the Gemara. Rather, there's something else going on in the Gemara. We're not talking about the fact that if sometimes it's Bal Karcha that makes it Dumya Diyad or not. Maybe there's something a little fancier going on. Okay, this is a Chiddush. You could say like this. Rav Shimi bar Ashi said to Abaye, how could you say Chatzar Matana doesn't work because it requires her da'as? Shliach LeKabbalah also requires her da'as, and yet it works. And what does Abaye say back to Rav Shimi bar Ashi? He says, you think Shliach LeKabbalah requires her da'as? Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't require her da'as. She doesn't have to agree to everything the Shliach does. She doesn't have to support and sign on to everything the Shliach does. She just has to make him chalo shliach. And then he acts completely independently of her. And maybe there's room for a chakira here. Does a shliach act independently? Right? This is a bit of a famous shlichos chakira that maybe Rabbi Yosef Engel made famous in the Sefer Lekach Tov. I'm sure people discussed this before him. But it's a famous Lekach Tov. I forget what siman, one of the ones at the beginning. Is the shliach acting independently? I make him a shliach. But once he's a shliach, I have nothing to do with it anymore. Or no. A shliach is only a shliach because the mishaleach is acting through him the whole time. Basically, you say, is the mishaleach acting through the shliach every moment? Or no, the mishaleach makes the chalo shliach, and now the shliach acts independently. So an interesting question. There's a shliach lekabbalah, and here Rav Schechter is a piece. Okay, we're not going to get into all the details. You can ask specifically about all shluchim. You can ask specifically a shliach lekabbalah saget, which is a very unique shliach for reasons that we'll emir to Hashem see before the end of the year. And okay, if you want, you can look at Rav Schechter's Eretz HaTzvi. He has a whole simon about why shliach lekabbalah saget is a very unique shliach. And if not, we'll get to it emir to Hashem bli neder. But is shliach lekabbalah acting independently, or is shliach lekabbalah only the woman acting through the shliach? If it's the woman acting through the shliach, then that's midaita. If the shliach is acting independently, then that's called balkarcha. And what does Rav Shimi bar Ashi say? He says, look, the av is mekabel get lebidoktana baalkarcha. The av can receive a get for or against her will. I understand only the av can. But since one type of shliach can receive a get against her will, what does that prove? That proves that the shliach lekabbalah acts independently. Because if there's ever a shliach lekabbalah who could receive a get against her will, then that means that a shliach lekabbalah acts independently and not dependently. He is not acting. He is not doing what she tells him to do. She is not the engine driving her. Rather, he receives the power to do it on his own. He's independent. If so, what's a shliach?
But can't she be mivatel the shlichus until he actually does it?
Aha, great. Obviously you can be mivatel shlich until he actually does it. But here's where it gets very tricky. And you know, this is not our main point, so I'm not giving you Mar Makomos. There's a famously difficult Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Hilchos Truma, that says that if a person sends a shlich to take truma, he cannot be mevatel the shliach just by saying I'm mevatel the shliach if the shliach doesn't make a mistake, which everyone goes crazy about. What do you mean? How can the shliach do it against your will? Maybe the answer is yes, there's such thing as bittel shlichus. But it's not so pashut to be mevatel the shliach. You need to follow proper halos to be mevatel the shliach. And really, the shliach is independent. There's such thing as bittel. But bittel doesn't just mean you don't agree anymore. Bittel means you need to be yotzei the process of bittel. And that ties into the question of bittel a shlichus by get as well. Like, for example, do you need aiden to mevatel shlichus for a get? Right? It could be that, yes, there's such a bittel shlichus, but it's a formal process that needs aiden. You can't just decide you don't like the shlichus. So, Morty, what I'm saying is that this chakira is what is bittel shlichus? Does bittel shlichus just mean I don't agree? If I don't agree, he's worthless? Or no, bittel shlichus is a formal process. But there's a din called bittel shlichus. If I'm yotzei the din, I'm yotzei. But I can't just decide I don't want to, right? That has to do with some other things as well, such as the question of what we call giloi daita beget. What if someone implies they don't want the shliach to do it, but isn't formally mevatelim, right? There's a gemara later on, is giloi daita beget milsu or not? What, here to the baal, not the isha. The baal says something which makes it clear that he doesn't want the shliach to do the shlichus, but he never says I'm mevatel your shlichus. So I think this is the question. If the shliach acts independently, then until you do a formal bittel, he still has power, whether you like it or not. If the shliach acts dependently, if the shliach is just part of you, then as long as you don't want it, he is nothing. So after you could say, I know there's a chiddush, maybe I won't even put it on the board. Maybe you could say they're dealing with a shlichas chakir here. I know we're not developing this chakir properly. We're just throwing out, hopefully enticing tidbits. But maybe that's what Shin Bar Ashi means. He doesn't mean that he's directly addressing the issue of Dumya Diyado like Abai started with. What he means to say is that since the Av can do it Bal Karcha, that proves that all Shluchim act independently. Basically, once the Av does it Bal Karcha, all Shluchim do it Bal Karcha. She didn't have to appoint the Shliach? True. But once you appoint the Shliach, he can do it Bal Karcha. She can be Mavato the Shliach? True. But until she's Mavato the Shliach, she's doing it Bal Karcha. Basically, what I'm claiming here is, and this, I admit, is a Chiddush,
isn't that parallel to she can be Mavato her Chutzer? She can be Mavker Chutzer? We bring that as a good thing.
Tosos does, but it's Gachuk, and I'm claiming Tosos is wrong. Correct, I'm against Tosos. But it's fine for me to be against Tosos. I'm giving a different shot. And Tosos himself said he was Dachuk. Remember, I'm not the Chutzpidek. Tosos says. What I'm claiming is that maybe it's that since this is Bal Karcha, a regular Shlich is also really Bal Karcha. She had to appoint him against Tosos. Adraba, since Tosos is Dachuk, I work well. The fact that you have to do something beforehand is meaningless. I know it's not the same. Tosos says you could have been mafkir. Here, you had to appoint. What I'm claiming is that really Shliach Sam is also Bal Karcha. Ashi appointed him. Ashi can be Mevatel him, yes. But once she appointed him, and once he wasn't Mevatel him, he can do it Bal Karcha. And I know that's a Chiddush. I'll just point out that. And I know that's a Chiddush, and I know that even the something that I'm going to quote is not going to make it that much better. But if I remember, the odds are slim. If I remember where this Rambam in Hilchos Trumos was.
Does this connect at all with the Rambam requiring to aid him for her when she appoints the Shliach Kabbalah?
Well, more question of do you
is
need
that in some way?
It's more relevant to question whether you need aid him to be Mvatel Shliach Kabbalah. But I'm just telling you, the Rambam Trumos Perek Dalet Ochates says. If I tell someone to take truma, then I'm a batal the shlichus, and he didn't make a mistake, he took truma properly, it counts. So apparently there are some cases when a shlich can act against my will, even though I've been batal him. What I'm claiming is that even though usually I have the right to be batal shliach, but we see from that hilchos trumos that my right to be batal shliach is a new process. It's not just that I have. It's not that I have to agree. It's that there's a chalos bittel. But if I don't do the chalos bittel properly, then he can do it again. A shliach really can act against my will. Okay, that's a mechudish way of reading. This should be the word chiddush under what should be the number four. But you can take that or leave it because we have plenty of other pshatim as well, so it's not ma'akev. Okay. So much for the main things I wanted to say about this sugya. I'll just briefly mention one other thing that I don't want to spend a ton of time on. You could spend a ton of time on a lot of things here, but we'll take another 5 minutes to discuss, not to discuss what Morty wanted to discuss, which is Tosfos Maskil Shekein, but to discuss Tosfos Maskil Atu Shlichus Miyada Is Rabbi. Tosfos asks a question here. Based on a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And again, we're not going to properly get into this. I'm just going to sort of throw out these basic shitas and leave that to you. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says the following line. Chotzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad Logora Mishlichus. Chotzer is learned from Yad, but it's no less than Shlichus. Gabi get to Chov Hula Ein Chov L'Adam Elo B'Fanav. By get, what are they trying to explain? Okay. I'm throwing you to the middle of a very complex sugya in Bav Metzia. I don't feel guilty because we learned this sugya together. Who remembers how many years ago we learned the first parak of Bav Metzia together? I'll tell you. It was merely 7 years ago. Merely 7 years ago. So you all remember it very well. Right? In this very room, we learned this sugya together 7 years ago. Okay, I see your faces. I know who was here 7 years ago. You can't hide. But And even if you weren't here 7 years ago, if you were in YU 7 years ago, you learned it with someone else. The Gemara is trying to explain the following thing. The Gemara is trying to explain why by get it's only valid if she's standing next to her field. If I throw it in her field, it says in the eighth parak that she has to be standing next to it. But by imatana, even if the guy's not there at all, I can put in his field. So I can only divorce my wife by putting the get in her chatzar if she's present. But I can give someone a matana by putting the get in his chatzar even if they are not present. Why is that? Why is that? Exactly. So the Gemara says that get is Rabbi Miyad, the logar mishlichos. Sorry, chatzar, I mean. Chatzar, let's just take the money quote. Chatzar it Rabbi Miyad. Mishum Yad, sorry. Yad below Gora Mishlichus. So, and therefore, by get, which is a chov, it's a chov to be divorced, it only works as a yad if she is present. But, and you have to be present for something to be your yad. But in Matana, which is the chus and zachman and shloah fun of, it works even if she's not present as a, I know this one shot in the Gemara, as a shliach, and therefore it works. Fine. What does this Gemara seem to imply? Most Rishonim, most not all, understand this Gemara is saying what the Brisker is called Tzveidinim. There's Tzveidinim in Chatzar. It's learned from a pasuk of Yad, but it's also no less than shlichus. The Gemara earlier in Bab Metzia cleared a chakira. Is Chatzar Mishum Yad is Rabbi or Mishum Shlichus is Rabbi? Right? Is Chatzar a type of Yad or a type of shliach? And the Gemara is finally answering, it's Tzveidinim, Chatzar is Yad and Shliach. Whenever it works as Yad, it works as Yad. Whenever it works as Shliach, it works as Shliach. Okay, great. Could very well be, right? So by get, when she's next to it, it works as Yad. By Matana, even if she's not next to it, it works as a Shliach. Okay, so Tosas asked the question. He says, the Afal Gab, the Perakamadu of Metzia, the Rasul Ato, Marina Chatzar Shem Yadis, Rabbi, Logar Mishlichas, in a mitziah or a matana, since it's a chus, it works for shlichos, even though it's not like a yad. The zochin is no fun. In kain hacha, the kasser l'shtar matana love afgav l'habidomi diyad matana lesa balkarcha tzgarish b'gosh shlichos. Right, Tosa, you're asking on the first device, Ema, of Abaye. Tosa says, don't compare chatzar to shliach. Shliach is from Mishilch Mishilcha, and Chatzar is from Shumyad. Right? What's the first answer? Not the one about Bito Katana that we just analyzed. First answer is don't compare Yad to Shliach. Tos says, what do you mean don't compare Yad to Shliach? Chatzar is also Shliach. What's the first answer saying? Yad only works if it's against her will. But Shliach works even if she needs to agree. So Tos says, so Chatzar, even if it doesn't work with him, Yad should work mitam Shlichas. How can the Gemara saying Chatzar is not mitam Shlichas? If Chatzar has Tzvei Dinam, and it also works mitam Shlichas. So let it work mitam Shlichas. Shlichas doesn't need to be Balkarcha. That's Tosa's question. So what's the answer to this question? This depends how you interpret this line in the Gemara. It says, Tosos, the Yishlomar, the Davkid, the Yishloba, fun of Armin Lugar, Mishlichas, Liknos, Midin, Chosulav. Only for the Inyan of being Kona when she's not there, we say it's no less than Shlichas, and it's Kona something that's good for her. Although the Shard Varm, Binyan, Dumya, Diyada, in all matters, Chatzar needs to be Dumi Diyada. Chatzar totally needs to be Dumi Diyada. Don't think it works as Shlichas, not as Yad. It's just for one thing we learn from Yad. What does Tosos mean? I think Tosos means like the Shach. I put the Shach in brackets, but Tosos in Gittin. And the Shach say, there's no Tzvei Dinim here. Chatzar is Ach V'rak Mishum Yad. That actually works well, because when the Gemara declared a Chakira earlier, it's Chatzar Mitam Yad or Mitam Shliach, the Maskana was that it's Mishum Yad. Chatzar is only Mishum Yad. Chatzar is Mishum Yad. Shliach LeKabol is from Shlichas. According to the first answer of Abaye or Shimon Bar Ashi, it works well. What does the Gemara mean in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis? The Gemara just means that we learn one thing from Shlichas. It doesn't say, the Shach says, it doesn't say Chatzar is Mishum Yad, the Af Mishum Shlichas. It says it's Rabbi Mishum Yad, but it's no less than Shlichas. It can have some things like Shlichas. Rather, what did the Shach explain? I think the Shach is explaining our Tosos, even though it doesn't quote by name. Just
rather, just that we extrapolate from shlichus to yad that zachim la'adam shlo b'fanav ve'ein chavin la'adam ella b'fanav. What is Tosa saying? Tosa saying, nah, did, one second, where am I? Did Davkin and Yishlob of Funarin Logar Mishlichos? Only for one thing we compare Chatzar with Shliach. That like Shlichos, it works for a Zachos if you're not present, but it only works for a Chov if you're present. But that doesn't mean that Chatzar is Mitam Shlichos. No, Chatzar is Mitam Yad. There's just one thing that we learn, we extrapolate from Shlichos to Yad. So Tos says there are not Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar. Most Rishonim in Bav Metzia say no. There are Beis Dinim in Chatzar. Yad and Shlichos. Oh, if there are Beis Dinim in Chatzar, then Tos says Akashi here. Why are we saying Chatzar works Mishum Yad? And Shliach works with Tam Shlichos. Chatzar also works with Tam Shlichos. So Abai doesn't make sense. So I think you have to say, like the Ritva there, there are Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar, but there are only Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar in Dinim Mavanos. In Gittin, Chatzar only works with Tam Yad and not with Tam Shlichos. There's Tzvei Dinim in Dinim Mavanos, but not in Gittin. The Ritva there says, since Get is generally a Chov, Chatzar doesn't work with Tam Shliach, and even though sometimes she wants to get divorced, she says she wants to get divorced, no, the Torah made a general rule that in Gittin it's only Tam Yad, but Beis Dinim
b'Chatzar. Isn't that the Gemara in Bava Metzia?
That's one of two ways of reading the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara in Bava Metzia there on the Daf. Good. Not the way Tosos on the Daf reads the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But you're right. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara in Bava Metzia. He says, by Get it's Mishum Yad, by Mamnos it's Mishum Shliach. Right? Tosos reads it totally different on Bava Metzia there. But you're right. And that's what the Ritva is based on. The Ritva is just more explicit than Rashi. Says the Ritva in Bava Metzia. He says there are Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar, but Beget, it's only Mishum Yad and not Shlichus. Okay, so you could read the Gemara in Bava Metzia. There aren't Tzvei Dinim. Get is only Mishum Yad. It just learns one principle from Shlichus. Or you could read there aren't Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar. But in Get, there's only one din in Chatzar, because Get is fundamentally a Chov, so Get, it's only Mitam Yad. I know I'm not explaining properly, we're just giving Rashi Prakim. Reb Chaim here has a third opinion. Says Reb Chaim, in the stencil here, the one that we read, Reb Chaim here says no, there are Tzvei Dinim, but only one din in Get. It depends how you look at it. He says there are Tzvei Dinim in Get, but both Dinim have to do with Yad. What do we mean? He says, there are Tzvei Dinim in Chatzar. A Chatzar could be my Yad, or a Chatzar could be my Shliach. But even if Chatzar is my Shliach, let's say I send you, Aaron, I send you as a Shliach to be Kone for me. How are you going to be Kone? You have to do a Maisa Kenyan. You could be Kone through Chalipin, you could be Kone through Mashicha, you could be Kone through Hagbah, you could be Kone through Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, whatever is appropriate. Even if I send you as my Shliach, you have to do a Maisa Kenyan. Fine, the Chatzar is my Shliach. But which Kenyan is the Chatzar doing? The Chatzar is not doing Mashicha. Chatzar is not doing Hadbah. Chatzar is not doing Kesef. Chatzar is not... What Kenyan is the Chatzar doing? The answer is the Chatzar is doing Kenyan Yad. Even if the Chatzar is my Shliach, it's still acting as a Yad, because the only Kenyan a Chatzar can do is Kenyan Yad, which means holding something. So says Reb Chaim, he says in between. It's semi Tzvei Dinim, right? He says in between. Is it one din or two dinim? In between, he says there are two dinim, but one is that it is a yad tiv'i, it is a natural yad. The other din, one is that it is a natural yad. The other din is that Kone
Kimo yada mitam shlichos.
Yes, it could become my yad through shlichos, or it could become my yad naturally. Right? If I'm next to it, it's naturally my yad. If I'm not next to it, it's only my yad mitam shlichos. Shmuel, that's what Tosa says there in Babatzi, as both of Rashi says there, if you look at it, on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But either way, in the end, it's a yad. So there are two tracks of getting to the yad, but either way, in the end of the yad, and that's why it makes sense in our Gemara. So again, this is just Rashi Prakim, but what is this very intriguing line mean in Babatzi, that Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Chotzer, it's Rabboi Mishum Yad Vilogor Mishlichos. One possibility, number two, is that it's Svei Dinim, Chatzar is Yad and Shlichus. Then it's a problem in our Gemara, and you have to say it's Svei Dinim and Mabanos, but in Get, it's only Yad. The other possibility is Tosos, it's only one Din. It's Rabim Shum Yad Vizehu. Lugar Mishlichus means it's no less than Shlichus for one particular small local point. Or you could say, between Let Ruchayim, it's a Yad as a Yad. It's also a Shliach. But even as a shliach, it's acting as my yad as a shliach, because it can't act as any other part of me as a shliach, because it can't move. And the only part of me that can act without moving is a yad. So therefore, in the end, it's yad mitam yad and yad mitam shliach, but it comes down to yad either way. Okay, ve'en kam makom laharich. I just wanted to do, throw out that mari makom. What I want to continue with next year, which Amir Hashem will be Monday, is two things. First of all, Morty is right that we should talk a little about this Morty's intriguing kasha about the Av, the Bal Karcha. What exactly does this mean? That the Av accepts the get for Bito Ketana Bal Karcha. What Morty's bringing up is the issue is who's really the Bal Dover here, right? Is the Av really the Shliach of the Bas and he's acting Bal Karcha, or is the Av really the Bal Dover? Yes, Abe? Oh, was that? Yeah?
No. Shading the sun.
It wasn't meant to be raised. Got it. It was Yad Mitam something else, I understand. And then I want to go on to the Gemara, so I want you to start for the rest of this morning Seder. We're going to go on in the Gemara till the next Mishnah. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos. There's a very long Tosos that is interesting. We'll continue till the Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Amir Tashem, and I will see you on Monday. Okay, everyone is free to go. If you have questions, you're free to ask questions. I don't have to run anywhere, but everyone is, shear's officially over.
So I have a question and a remark.
Uh-huh, shoot.
The question is, it's not really a question. I just want to know if you're going to be talking in the future about why by Shliach the Kabbalah you need Eidim, B'minu Yashaleach.
Amir Tashem, I will. Amir Tashem, okay. I will talk about that in the future. I mean, I plan to talk about it in the future. It's a fascinating question. It's a question on the Rambam. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara that this is such a
Rambam, distinction. Yeah.
Yes, okay, Amir Tashem, I'll talk about it, but not now. I don't think we're ready to talk about that now. If you're interested, if you want to cheat a little, Rav Schechter has a very nice piece in the Eretz HaTzvi about this. But we'll get to it, Amir Tashem.
Okay, that and the remark is that in my stencil of Reb Chaim, after Vinasim B'yada, he has a keta called Binyan Gerushin. And I think that keta is relevant to the discussion of the case, the story in Brisk, where he talks about Vinasim B'yada in two different ways. One either through Kinyan and another through without the need of a Kinyan. And I think it's related to the problem in Tosfos and the Ritva. It's a different way of, or maybe it's actually the same way of understanding Reb Chaim, but I think it's relevant.
I hear what you're saying. I was thinking about that as we were discussing this in Shir as well. Meaning when I was explaining the Ritva, how they're two totally different tracks. Just say the two totally different tracks a little differently. One is the Nesina track, and one is the Hakna'a track. That's what you're trying to say?
That's right, yes.
Yes, exactly. So Abe's trying to say, when we were saying in the Ritva, why is Chatzar Matana and Chatzar Shahaisa Lakodim Lakain two totally different tracks, based on the last, the fourth Brach stencil on this page, which I think I put in the Makorah sheet before Yontith, if I recall correctly. You could say it's two totally different tracks, but in a way similar, just, you know, maybe a slightly different way, angle of looking at it. One is a track of regular Nesina, Nesina Saget. The other is a track of Hakna'as Haget.
You can divorce through physically handing the get, or you can divorce through causing the get to be owned by her. And therefore, they're two totally different tracks. One is the Nesina track, and one is the Hakna'a track. That goes back to what we mentioned, the Rav Chaim and the Ksos, etc. So I think that is, that, you know, I'm not even sure that's a stira to the way I said it, but it's definitely a very, very different angle.
No, I think it's just slightly a different way of thinking about it.
Yes, so I agree. I agree. That's a good ha'ara. Okay, I will wish everyone a good day and a good Shabbos, and I'll see you, Meretz Hashem, next week.
Chodesh Tov. Thank you.
And the Chodesh Tov. Yes. Yihi HaChodesh Hazeh, the Chodesh of Sasa V'Simcha and V'Soros Tovos, and maybe even a little bit of Chazara LaShigra, everything B'Shah Tov in the right time.
Amen.
Amen.
So forget the culture of
Amen.